Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call with customer service. How can I help you?
Did I talk to you earlier? Well, I got disconnected from someone, but I was thinking that was her name, too. I'm calling because, okay, this individual that called me back that I got disconnected from was trying to explain to me that I had won a backpack of some kind on December the 8th, and I paid for that, but then there was supposed to be a $67 and something charge for some kind of club membership or something that I did not read that. I did not see that. And I told her I wanted that canceled immediately. They didn't say anything on the I went back and looked on my message they sent me. It don't say anything about joining no club unless you go down and read the terms and agreements. And now it is in the terms and agreements, but I didn't even look at that because I was like, they said I won a backpack. They didn't say anything about joining the club. So I don't want it, and I would like to have my money back since I've not done anything with this club. I've not received no backpack either. So.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
It's 38462.
Your first and last name?
Deborah Davis.
And may you verify your address for me?
It's 641 Henson Street, Hornwall, Tennessee, 38462.
Give me one moment, the system's loading.
Okay. I guess y'all have a bunch of different phone numbers because when I went back and looked up the ad, the number on the ad is not this 246-5406. It's on my bank account or the one you're calling from. It's a different number. It's an 855 number.
Yes, it was me. You actually hung up in my face. I was stating that when you paid the $5.74.
I really didn't hang up. I don't know what happened.
Okay, when you paid the $5.74 for the tactical bag and enrolled you into a monthly membership, I can get this account canceled and I can offer you a 35% refund.
Is 35% the best you can do? I mean, this is kind of misleading because it doesn't tell that in the ad. Like I said, it does in the terms and agreements. But if you've won something, you don't read that because you don't think you're doing anything but paying shipping for what you want. Shouldn't it be on the ad that you're joining some kind of club?
It is on the ad because the terms and conditions are on that ad, and it does state that you will be enrolled into that membership for that amount.
The terms and conditions are on the ad down at the bottom, at the very bottom. If you scroll through everything, it
right.
comes up terms and conditions. And if you click on that and read it, it's on there.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen it?
No, I didn't see it until I called you earlier. And then when I went back and pulled up the ad, I looked at the terms and agreements, and it's on there. But no, when they told me I had won this, I didn't look at that. Cause, I mean, why would I look at something for terms and agreements that I won?
Right, but you've seen it.
I seen it today when I looked at the thing.
Okay. So, as a customer courtesy, I can go ahead and do a 50%, but that's as high as I can go, ma'am, since you did state that you've seen it yourself and the calls are recorded. So if I was to give you a full refund and they re-listen to this call, they will ask why I did that even though you've seen it. So the most I can give you is a 50%.
Okay. If you'll go ahead and refund the 50%, I'm going to accept this, but I'm going to report this to the Better Business Bureau because I've got a copy of the ad. And, yes, if you go down under terms and agreements, like I said, it's down in the terms and agreements, the terms and conditions. But most people, when they say they've won something and all you got to do is pay shipping and handling, aren't going to go to the terms and conditions. because there's no reason. You're not signing up for anything, or you don't know that you're signing up for anything. So this is kind of misleading.
Ms. Davis, I do understand, but you did just state that you've already read it and you've seen the terms and conditions yourself.
I read it today when you told me what it was for. I went back and pulled up the ad and went to the terms and conditions and read it today. I didn't know it was on there before. And when I send them a copy of the email that was sent to me, it doesn't say that in the body of the email at all. If you don't go all the way through and pull up the terms and conditions, you won't see that. You won't know that it's even for anything else other than that you won this backpack.
Okay, but it's not meant to be put in the email. It's meant to put on the website. So when you just make a purchase and you just press complete, that's... Anywho, your refund is in process. It'll be posted in 3 to 5 business days. I went ahead and canceled the account, so they won't be billing you again. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.